With some of the older infrastructure that's still in place and still being used by CSX.
Mark Lewandowski, director of the Central Terminal Restoration Corporation, showed Congressman Brian Higgins and Buffalo Common Councilmember David Fronczek the possibilities of the Central Terminal, which ceased operations as a train station in 1979, but has advantages over the existing Amtrak station on Exchange Street, such as an existing rail line linking Buffalo directly to Chicago. Higgins says New York State is planning to spend $25 million in 2019 for a new train station, but he wants to start exploring possibilities now. If Central Terminal is chosen, Higgins sees an opportunity to spread Buffalo's economic renaissance.
But that renaissance doesn't mean anything unless it can find its way into the forgotten neighborhoods. And the Broadway Fillmore area, Polonia, as it's commonly referred to, is one of those forgotten neighborhoods.
The terminal hosts tours and special occasions, but needs remediation. However, Councilmember Fronczek says a recently updated survey by HHL Architects shows that, overall, the building is still structurally sound.
A lot of the things missing are the accoutrements, you know, some of the lights and things of that nature. Of course, the mechanicals have to be addressed. But I think that, you know, in this day and age, it shouldn't be an incomprehensible lift for a project like this, for a developer that has, a little bit of imagination.
The current designated developer for the Central Terminal is Stinson Developments, based out of Hamilton, Ontario. Their ideas include residential and commercial space. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.